your friends and friends. The year 1980 has been a great anniversary year for our church. In this year, we observe the 400th anniversary of the founding of Concord and the 450th anniversary of the signing of the Augsburg Confession. These confessions are very important documents because they are so firm the base and the sacred scripture. They stress the great biblical truth, which we know as the great sola, sola scriptura, sola fide, sola gratia. Or to say it in another way, scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone. These great solas are based at least in part on Paul's great letter to the Galatians, from which our scripture selection is just taken. It is in this letter that Paul stresses to his readers, and these are the new churches in the southern part of Galatia, and now South Central City, that the gospel he brought was the only gospel. This gospel had its source and origin in Jesus Christ himself. But Paul wrote this letter to those who had pretended that they had a more complete gospel. He accused Paul of bringing only part of the gospel in the sense of self-changing the hearers and the new Christians in the area of Galatia. These people then stressed that in their complete gospel, as they pretended, that the Gentile Christians of Galatia had to live as Jews in order to be saved. Their basic cry was to be saved by works, such grace, or actually, we would say, in the scriptures would say, by works alone. But Paul in his letters emphatically stresses that salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. He says in the opening verses of our letter this morning, that even if we or the angels from heaven would bring you any other gospel, then what we brought you is cursed beyond him. I say again, what we have said before, if anyone brings you any other gospel than the one we receive, is cursed beyond him. You and I, as those who are servants of the Lord, and those who are unseen to be servants of the Lord, have a tremendous obligation that the message that you and I share will always be that strictly of the scripture, that our ministry will always reflect that what we say and that what we do will be firmly rooted in the true gospel of Jesus Christ, of being saved by faith alone. In the text this morning, St. Paul goes on to underline the implications of what it means to live in grace. He stresses in our text this morning that actually faith that is faith in Christ is faith that is lived for Christ through the power of God's Spirit working in our hearts. One thing that we must be impressed with as we read the epistles of Paul is that he is a self-realist. He had grown up in that melting pot of a city known as Tarsus, a great budding intellectual center, and also a very famous trade employer. And Paul knew from the earliest days of his childhood what it means to live as a pagan. He saw every day in the teeming streets of Tarsus. And Paul was concerned that the new Christians in Galatia, who had grown up in that kind of a life, would fully understand that as sons and daughters of a great God, they were to live through the power of God's Spirit as members of his family. They needed ever to be on guard not to return to their former way of life, which they had known so many, many years. Listen to what he says so candidly in the words of our text this morning. Now you know the works of the flesh. They are sexual sin, uncleanness, wild living, worshipping of idols, witchcraft, hate, wrangling, jealousy, anger, selfishness, quarreling, division, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who do such things will have no share in the kingdom of God. As we read these words, we say, a very much. You and I, in our lives, constantly face these temptations to things such as these. Our hearts also are evil. The devil would have us live, not as sons and daughters of God, that has grown to a followers of Jesus. But like the Galatians of old, you and I too are forgiven sins. But there is this constantly, every day since the great need of living and receiving the forgiving grace of God. And you and I need the power of God's Spirit working through greater sacraments in our hearts to resist the awful temptations of our day. I do not pause long to emphasize how great they are and how easy it is to fall into them. Also for us, to presumably, as we live very carefully as those who are children of the Lord. But then Paul goes on to spell out the positive here. He just as well it means to be children of a gracious heavenly God. Listen to what he says. He goes on to say in verse 22, but the Spirit produces love, joy, peace. He makes us patient, kindly, good, faithful, gentle, and gives us self-control. Tremendously precious quality in your and my life. There is no law against such things. But if we belong to Christ Jesus, we are crucified the flesh with his passion and desire. If we live by the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. Let us not get conceited, challenge one another, and get jealous of one another. We pray that the tremendous words of St. Paul will always be true about us. That in a sense, they will characterize our life as a very winsome and telling witness of what it means to live in grace, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, in his name we pray. Amen.